Welcome to the Connected Aviation Today podcast. As we start to close out 2019 and enter into a new year, our editorial team felt it was the perfect time to take a look at the major milestones that have impacted the aviation industry this past year and how the industry will continue to evolve in 2020 as we start a new decade. Today, we're sitting down with Joel Otto, who's head of Connected Airplane Digital Strategy and Business Development for Collins Aerospace, to get his thoughts on the milestones and trends in the industry. And Joel, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. And let's kick it off and talk about 2019 year in review. So the connected aviation ecosystem is quickly evolving, and there have been many milestones throughout the year. But in your opinion, what milestones stand out most in terms of significance in the industry moving forward?
Yeah, I would say, you know, there's probably two or three things that I see that are really going on. I'll start on the ground. And the big thing that I see going on in airports, which are a major part of the ecosystem, is the idea of biometrics and the actual deployment and trials around deployments at a number of airports or by a number of airlines to simplify the passenger flow through the airport, to get us more capacity, and to make the passenger experience all that much better. You know, then moving into the aircraft or connected aircraft side of things, you know, I see a lot of continued adoption, rapid expansion of people equipping with enablement platforms, routers, servers, that connect the aircraft, whether it's on the ground with high-speed links or through the passenger cabin connectivity and broadband connectivity. Those adoption rates, while it's not really a milestone, the progress that the industry is making in terms of deciding to move forward with that, Boeing and Airbus making decisions to have, you know, put FOMACs on Airbus airplanes and Boeing putting routers and enablement on their airplanes out of the factory, is really setting the industry up to start taking advantage of all the data and information that can be generated off of those assets to really enhance the way they operate, and also thinking about how they begin to affect the passenger experience through new types of capabilities, both on the airplane and off. And then, you know, I guess that, you know, a year is not complete, I guess, without mentioning something around cybersecurity. Again, I don't see a milestone, but I would say, you know, in terms of things that continue to drive the industry, this focus on making sure that cybersecurity systems and solutions are being put in place, that we are thinking about how we do that as we become a more connected industry across that ecosystem, is something that to me is really a significant shift or enhancement of what we've done in the past.
Outstanding. You know, in many ways, Joel, you answered my next question, but I'll throw it out there anyway. So what technologies have made a significant impact this year? You talked about biometrics, the connected aircraft, and cyber. Anything else beyond that?
Yeah, you know, probably the other one that the industry is really abuzz with and really focused on right now would be around analytics, predictive analytics, and how to think about turning the information that comes off of aircraft assets, systems and equipment, airport systems, and how do you turn that information into actionable, predictive, and or reactive kind of actions for the people that are receiving that information. So I would say that's the other technology I didn't really hit as a milestone, because that's really been an evolving thing. But every year, I think the industry continues to become more and more aware of how to take some of those technologies that have been in use in the consumer space for so long and figure out how to make them work in an appropriate way for commercial aviation, which has to operate 24/7, 365. And, you know, people are dependent on those schedules and disruptions and how we manage through that. So that would be the other technology that I didn't hit as, you know, kind of a milestone.
That's great. Let's shift and talk a little bit about challenges. So what challenges does the industry still face and how can we address these?
You know, the biggest challenge as I go out and I talk to folks in the market is really around data rights, data governance, data usage, data ownership. That is something that I think the industry is going to have to continue to wrestle with. So when you think about an aviation ecosystem, there's a lot of silos of data and information that are spread out across all the entities that comprise that ecosystem. Different departments within an airline, airports, air traffic control authorities, all have sets of information. And today, those sets of information are trapped in legacy systems, or because people are thinking about data as assets, which they are, they're concerned, they've got almost the FOMO effect, right? The fear of missing out. If I share my data with people that might be able to turn it into something that's a valuable insight or something like that, I might miss out on capturing that value of that asset if I just release it. So we as an industry, and by the way, I'm not advocating that people just give their data away. Data does have value. It is an asset. But we as an industry have to figure out what information, what data really needs to be protected because it's true intellectual property. What information could be made available and under what terms and conditions can data be used to turn into value that people can then use to enhance how the industry operates, how it performs, what the passenger experience looks like. But if we can't get ourselves comfortable with those types of things, it's going to be hard to make a lot of progress, even though there's great technologies like biometrics, like data analytics and machine learning and all of those kinds of things, that there are going to be stymied if the data is sent through a straw as opposed to, you know, trying to flood data.
Excellent. Before we jump on to the 2020 predictions, if you don't mind, just sum up your overall reflections for 2019.
Well, I think actually trying to remember, since I've done this a couple of years, I was trying to remember what my predictions were for 2019 to see how accurate I was. And, you know, I do see that we are, as an industry, in that early adoption phase of how to take advantage of the digital technologies and things. And as alike, a lot of industries, you have some people that are very much out on the forefront, you know, airlines and airports who are trying new things. And then you have other parts of the world where people are kind of sitting back and they're watching what's happening and waiting for things to mature and to see, you know, how it works for people. So I would say, you know, we're kind of still in that people are trialing things a lot. They're still trying to figure out how they can truly leverage a connected ecosystem to drive value in terms of, you know, how they support their passengers, you know, how they make that passenger experience better, and or how do they make their employees and their shareholders more productive or greater value to their shareholders if they're a public entity, or just more efficient operations so that they're a more attractive airport or airline for people to use. So I think that's really where we're at. We're still in that trialing phase. People are starting to figure it out. So that's maybe my, you know, that would be my sum up. Lots of trials and lots of people reflecting now on, okay, how do we start then? We're starting to see that curve, that turn. So people are going to start maybe adopting, I think.
That's great. Well, perfect segue right there into the 2020 predictions part of this podcast. And, you know, in 2020, there's certainly a lot of opportunity for the connected ecosystem to grow and expand. And what areas do you believe we will see the most growth and expansion?
Yeah, I think in reality, the biggest thing that we're going to see in 2020 is people beginning to actually put in place fleet-wide programs around data and analytics where they've enabled their aircraft, they've connected them, they've gotten the data, they've started to figure out how to take advantage of it, and they will begin, you know, it will begin to take shape. So, you know, kind of what I was just talking about as I see in 2019, I think what you're seeing is we'll move from trialing to adopting, although I think you're going to see in this industry any new idea that anybody has for a new operational capability or anything, it will go through a trialing phase. People are going to want to, okay, show me the money, show me the value, show me the benefit. But I think you're going to see that continue to accelerate in 2020. I think the acceptability of biometrics, I talked about that early on. Again, we'll move from trialing to more, you know, regular deployment or at least episodic deployment in specific areas of an airport. It may not be across the entire airport journey, but I think you're going to start to see biometric tokens and other things become more prevalent in a number of airports. And I think, you know, those are some of the big things I see for 2020.
That's great. And, you know, once again, you pretty much answered my next question, but I'll throw it out there anyway, because you talked about the evolution of biometrics specifically in data. But overall, how will the technology and the adoption of technology evolve in 2020 to help kind of spur this overall growth?
Yeah. So there's a couple things that I see, you know, I didn't talk about before. You know, aircraft are being delivered enabled. Today, most of the high bandwidth connections, you know, when you're in flight, it's really dedicated predominantly to passenger connectivity for the passenger to be able to do things. Some airlines are connecting their crews through that link for their own airline applications, but they're not tied into the rest of the airplane. The enablement platforms that get data off the airplane and the systems on the airplane actually today only transmit data or interact with people over high bandwidth links when it's on the ground using cellular Wi-Fi or other things. I think what you're going to see some going on more in 2020 is people beginning to figure out how to take advantage of the high bandwidth satellite connectivity that's available in flight to do more real-time things as they start to realize the value and the benefit of what the information coming off the systems can do for them. So that's one technology area. I don't know if it's necessarily a technology as much as it is a certification and security and safety kind of thing that has to get worked through to be able to allow the same link that's used by passengers for their internet activities to be used, you know, for airlines for their operational use and have an ability to kind of manage that from a safety security standpoint.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's shift real quick and talk about challenges on the horizon that could hinder progress if they're not addressed. Anything there?
Well, I think I talked about it in the 2019 challenge. I think, you know, the biggest challenge, and I see this going forward, and, you know, I think if you look at other industries and parallels or even look at your own life, you know, we haven't always shared the amount of information and data that we do today as individuals. I think we're, as a society, becoming more cognizant of how much data, what our digital footprint looks like. And sometimes it's a little bit scary. So I think wrestling with that whole idea of the balance of, you know, what my footprint or what my organization's footprint looks like, how I share data, who I share data with, how I share it, how the data, I'm going to call it a data economy, begins to emerge in the aviation industry is, to me, one of those big challenges we've got to get through. And, you know, there's a number of people that talk about the idea of democratizing data. You know, and as I said earlier, I don't know that we can go to complete democratization of all data, but as an industry, again, I think to get some benefit out of how an airplane operates across the entire world, you know, irrespective of who's operating it, there's value and benefit to do that. If I can share data between an airport, an air traffic controller, and an airline, can I recover from a disruption due to weather that has grounded a lot of people or held people in patterns outside the airport? Can I recover and get back to normal operations more quickly by sharing data and information? Today, that's our biggest challenge. Those types of things aren't in place, and people are, you know, rightly concerned about what's the competitive implications if I share this data. So as an industry, we just got to get our heads around that and understand, how do we move forward and start making some progress and do some experiments and trials?
Excellent. So overall, Joel, from your perspective, how can industry collaborate more to ensure success in 2020?
I think it's just exactly that, is for the industry to start having some dialogue and discussions and getting some ideas around data usage rights, and really shifting away from data ownership to data usage rights and thinking about it. Because it's clear, you know, in our mind, it's always been clear that the asset owner, so an airline owner or the airport, they own the data that are generated by the assets that they operate. But it doesn't do any good if they can take advantage of it. They can build their own solutions, but there may be other ways that they can enhance their operations and get value if other people can have access to that data. So working our way through that, I think, is the best way to collaborate. And then the second area, to me, this is always a collaboration because it's in all of our best interests from industry standpoint, and that is around cybersecurity. Best practices of cybersecurity. None of us are going to be benefit if, you know, some major cybersecurity leak or hack happens on an aircraft or in critical systems at an airport, you name it. So to me, that the industry's already got a practice of sharing cybersecurity best practices, sharing information about threats and things. We've got to continue that. That's a foundational thing, I think, for the industry.
Great. You know, Joel, we are at our last question, which is one we always enjoy. This is our fill-in-the-blank question for your prediction. So if you don't mind, finish this sentence for us. So 2020 will be the year of blank.
Wow, that's a hard one. You know, I think it's going to be the year of transitioning from trial to adoption. You know, people beginning to get some winning runs on the board, so to speak, with some of their data programs, their analytics programs, things like that. So I think you're going to see more and more people begin to, some of the early adopters, to start to actually do full-scale deployment of digital and data solutions and taking advantage of connected airplanes, connected airports, and beginning to do some new and novel things with that, even within their own sets of data. But I think that's what you're going to start to see, some of those, you know, more clear wins and more publicity around that.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Connected Aviation Today podcast interview with Joel Otto, who's head of Connected Airplane Digital Strategy and Business Development for Collins Aerospace. And Joel was kind to share his insights on his 2019 year in review, looking back, as well as his 2020 predictions for the connected ecosystem. And Joel, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. It was great. Pleasure to do it.